your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from sunny California and hosted by 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. So, a little bit of announcements. Okay, so I think we have most of our glitches on the website cleared up. You can now make payments right on the website. Oh, my goodness. It's like, you know, rocket science here. We finally got that straightened out with GoDaddy. So feel free to order your coaching packages or sign up for a workshop at your leisure. And then just follow through with an email to me letting me know when you want to schedule. The other thing is that the Disciplined Trader for June in 2 weeks, 27th through the 29th, is sold out. I believe I mentioned that the other week, but I just wanted to remind you guys of that. Unfortunately, that did not get corrected on our website. So I'm sorry for those of you that tried to sign up. In the meantime, though, we can schedule you. So even though this one in June is sold out, we can schedule at your, you know, on your timeline. So just let me know. As some of you know, I was a fill-in host on Larry Pesavento's show, Trade What You See, on TFNN. And that was on June 10th, 2025, which is this past Tuesday. And you can find me right around the 25-minute mark on his show. Okay? It was a fun show. I love working with Larry. And so check it out. I think you'll enjoy the topic. All right. So today, what we're going to talk about is current events. I've gotten some questions about, digital coins and tariffs and, crypto banks and all that in the last couple of weeks. And I really feel I should probably address some of these for you traders out there, because there's a lot of misinformation going on about what's happening. Now, I'm not saying I'm an expert on world economics, all right? But I am an expert on common sense thinking, all right? Some of you know that I really think the old shows by Judge Judy are a real kick, because, you know, as she says, if you can't provide proof, then it doesn't exist. And if it doesn't make sense, then it doesn't make sense. There's no second guessing here. All right. So let's kind of get started with these tariffs. And what we're seeing now in the news is, even in the New York Post, which is pretty much, I'll say it's more middle of the road than a lot of the media, but they're still getting their data from other outlets, other media outlets. So they're claiming that the shipping activity at the West Coast ports, meaning off of LA, you know, over here where I live, they're down 50%. And I've got to tell you right now that is absolutely not the case. If the ports were down with 50% less deliveries from these, you know, huge ships that bring things in, we would already be seeing empty shelves. Okay? You know, the world economy, and even just the economy here in the U.S., these grocery stores or retail outlets, wherever you go to buy anything, they are ordering 6 months to a year in advance based on previous year's sales. All right. So when they're acting as if these tariffs that haven't even been enacted yet, in many cases, they're claiming that that's affecting their ability to get products on the shelves. That's a bunch of hooey. guys, okay? I challenge any one of you to come over to the LA docks. And now they're claiming that, well, you know, the hiring of dock workers is down. Well, that may be the case, but it's not down 50%. Okay, we can go to any grocery store, at least over here, and they don't have empty shelves. So what's happening here is that these big producers, these you know, mega corporations like the Kroger Company and Walmart and all that, they're just seeing an opportunity to jack their prices when their inventory control, their input of inventory has not changed one iota. So now I bring this up because I just want you to understand that, I mean, look at what happened recently with the eggs, with you know, a dozen eggs. All of a sudden they were charging $10 for eggs. There was no shortage of eggs except for the fact that they had killed millions of chickens. Who did that? Well, I'm sure we'll find out eventually. But the point is, this is all calculated because it's trying to cripple the new administration. And I'm not being political here, guys, but you have to understand, if something doesn't make sense, then it's not true. Now, I've been over to the ports. There's countless ships there. Okay, there's countless, you know, workers and cranes and all this kind of stuff bringing these, you know, which look like, you know, rail cars. I live a mile from the industrial rail tracks. I see these trains going by full of goods. So, you know, just take this is what I teach, guys. You have to learn how to think. All right? You can't just take it at face value, whatever anybody is saying in the media. Now, obviously, I'm speaking to you in the media, but you know, I've spent a lifetime developing these materials to help traders learn how to discern what is going to be beneficial to them to help them continue to take as much profit as they can, and what isn't beneficial. And what isn't beneficial is to panic when you read an article or two saying, oh, well, you know, shipments are down 50% at the ports. Well, you know, prove that to me, okay? It's no different than somebody selling a trading system. And they're making great claims about their system is going to give you X amount of profit. Well, prove that to me. Show me your track record. Give me references to other traders that have bought your trading system so I can call them up or email them and say, hey, how the heck did this guy's trading system work with you? And I say with you because it is still a personal, unique relationship. Not everybody's going to be able to trade any trading system like the person who developed it or any other trader. For instance, you and I could buy the same trading system. I could use it differently than you because we have a different mindset. This is why traders have to learn how to think independently outside of everything else that is going on in the world. Okay? Now, I know we just, you know, had D-Day come up recently. And I know this is ancient history to most of you, and maybe some of you weren't even born or even know about D-Day, but this was a defining moment, like one of the key defining moments in our world being independent and not being overrun by the Germans or the Japanese or the Chinese or the Russians, okay? And one of the officers that parachuted onto this beach where countless lives were lost was General Maxwell D. Taylor, all right? And he was stated as saying years later that he wasn't a hero, but he said that the time for daring is the moment when the stakes are the highest. And he says that we must be willing to risk much in order to win much. And we must be willing to put it all to the test. So my point being here, folks, is that please be discerning. Please take a moment not to just take for granted anything that you are seeing in the news. All right? There's been quite a few clients of mine, students, that were complaining about, you know, the rising prices at grocery stores. So I suggested to them, I said, go to the corporations that own the grocery stores and ask them to provide you the proof that their inventory is down and their prices have been increased. And of course, none of these corporations would agree to do that. Well, that's proprietary information. Of course it's proprietary because it's all hooey. Okay? You know, the inflation is starting to come down. Now, with that said, all of this stuff in the media, it makes for great markets. Okay? So I get it. It does help fuel the markets. But we also have to be careful about not letting it fuel our fear. Okay? And that's what I'm hearing from quite a few of you. Like, how do we get past being afraid that some of this is real? All right. Let's just say, you know, just about anything in the media, there's a certain percentage of it that is true or correct. But it may not be the percentage that is printed or said or spoken. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt, as my parents used to say. And what does that mean? Because I know a couple of you wrote me and said, what do you mean take it with a grain of salt? That means you don't, when you want to take the information in and you think it's sweet, like how many of you say, hey, that's sweet information, I'm going to hit this. And when you're getting in the market, okay, put a grain of salt in that. Now it's not quite so sweet. That's all. What that means is step back a moment. It's not 100% sweet. Throw that grain of salt into it and say, well, what if it isn't actually that sweet? That's all. Okay, that's called thinking for yourself. That's called being a discerning, thought-filled, successful trader. Anything you hear in any media outlet, whether it's you know, trading related or not, remember, put a grain of salt in it and don't believe everything as gospel truth. And you're going to find out it's going to really help you with your trading. Okay, so we're going to continue on a little bit about the tariffs, just a tad, because I've done a little bit of my own research. And I went to several grocery stores around the area and went to the managers and said, well, you know, why has this gone up 50 cents? Now, you may not think 50 cents is a lot, but 50 cents adds up. I mean, I don't have, you know, young children anymore. They're all grown and out of the house. But I can't imagine. I mean, I do know one of my deputies that I work with. You know, he's got 5 kids. And, you know, they all still live at home. You know, and I can't imagine, you know, the cost of his groceries. But so I did a little research. I went to like Trader Joe's and Walmart and the local Ralph store here. And especially when it was about the, you know, the dozen eggs. And I confronted them and I said, why are you at the Kroger stores, the Ralph stores? I said, why are you charging $10.99 for a dozen eggs when yesterday it was $4.99? And they said, because we can. And that's what corporate told us to do. Now, that's a quote. Now, after that, a couple weeks later, well, I said, well, I'm not buying them here. But then I went across the street to Trader Joe's, which I think they're pretty much across the country, but they started here in California, and they still had eggs for $3.79. So that's what I'm saying, folks. You gotta really consider the source. Now, a couple weeks later, I went back to the Ralph's / Kroger store, and they had taped over the 1099 price with a little sticker saying, eggs will be charged at current market prices. So I thought, okay, I'm gonna try this out. So I took the eggs up to the counter, $12.99. And I said, you know what? You can take these and put these back because there is no way I'm going to spend $13 for a dozen eggs. And again, I went across the street and Trader Joe's had them for $3.99. So if Trader Joe's, which is not a huge corporation, not as huge as the Kroger company, can still sell the eggs for $3.99, then why does the Kroger company have to rip people off? And that's what it is, guys. It's plain ripping people off. So I'm bringing this up because, you know, some of you said, well, my expenses have gone up and I'm having a hard time trading now because I'm thinking about how much I'm bleeding out just on daily living expenses, meaning mostly groceries and utilities. And I give them this example. I said, look, you might have to run a little bit around town, but you got to just find the places that aren't going to increase prices that, you know, are not real and support those kind of retailers. So I did get a hold of somebody at Walmart and they were pretty snippy about it. And they said, look, you know, we have the best prices, blah, 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 and so forth and so on. And I said, yeah, you have the best prices for people who are on the are in a lower demographic financially. So, you know, that's kind of crazy. I mean, the Walmart Corporation is worth billions and billions of dollars. And I don't think 50-cent increase on a box of cornflakes is really necessary for them. So, or even actual, because there has been no effect to the inventory coming in or being shipped across the U.S. So I'm just saying, guys, just start thinking for yourself, okay? You really need to do this to be successful traders. I mean, this is really key. If you don't think for yourself and you don't question anything, then, you know, you're just going to bleed out. And then you're going to start bleeding out on your you know, daily expenses, and then you're not going to have a clear and objective vision of the markets because now you're going to start getting desperate. You're going to be, you know, full of fear. You're going to be hesitant. Then you're going to move your stops. You're going to break your other rules, and it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. So you gotta stand strong here, folks. You have to know that not everything that's out there in the media is true. Now, I know you already know this, but you have to believe it at the very core of your being and stop listening to anything that's interfering with your trading results. And that includes me, even, okay? If you don't like what I'm saying, I get it. Stop listening. But I'm trying to give you the truth of the matter here is that you need to stay in your lane. You need to stay focused. Now, countless people listening here, I'm sure you've all been on a train or a subway, right? And you're going to be on a track that's heading from one point to another point. And that's exactly what trading is. It's no different than being on a train. You are on a destination. Your destination is going to start with you getting up in the morning, doing your routine to get ready to trade, turning on your computer, sitting down, and as you put on your first trade, you get on the train. And then you are going to sit there and take that ride to your destination, which is what? Taking profits. Right? That's your destination. Now, if you are on a train heading toward a destination and that train decides to go to a different direction because somebody flipped a switch and the train went down a different track, what's going to happen? You're not going to arrive at your destination. And this is what happens when traders just blithely believe whatever's in the media and they don't question it. They get derailed, not necessarily off the track, but they get distracted, detracted from their trading goals, which is what? To make money. So whatever you listen to, whatever news sources you listen to, whatever people you subscribe to, come on, you're a grown-up, you're an adult. Don't believe everything that you're told. I mean, to be a successful trader, you have to think for yourself. You have to make an investment in you. No one else is going to do it. And if you don't start thinking for yourself, that means you don't want to take responsibility for your results. Now, you know, I've quoted here before, there's been times when Warren Buffett, he's admitted he made mistakes, he got distracted, or he made bad decisions in his career. Fortunately, they were early on, and he learned from them. Like, one of the key ones that I remember is he didn't think Amazon was going to amount to anything, and he poo-pooed it right and left for a long time. And okay, so he admits to this day that, yeah, he was really wrong on that. Not that it makes any difference now, but considering his net worth. But my point being is that was a decision he made because he was thinking for himself, because everyone was touting it as the be-all and end-all, and he didn't believe it at the time. And that's okay. It's okay, because you see what happened? He didn't believe in Amazon, but that opened up his perspective to see other opportunities in the markets. So, don't think you're going to miss out on an opportunity because you're not listening to someone else telling you it's an opportunity. Now, I'm not talking about if you think it's an opportunity. That's a different thing that we'll get into later. But if someone is telling you something's an opportunity, it's up to you to research to see if it truly is an opportunity for you to make an investment with your money. Now, you can listen to somebody tell you it's an opportunity, but they're not trading your money. You are trading your money. So if you're the one trading your money, you have to make a decision. Well, am I going to listen to this person and believe them because, gosh, I think they have more experience than me, or, gosh, they have a really slick website and they look like they know what they're talking about? Or are you just going to take a couple minutes and do some research and say, hey, you know what? Actually, this looks like a good deal. That's up to you. And that's what all the successful traders do. They take a moment and say, hey, I got some information, I got to research it, because they don't worry about missing out. They don't worry about missing out because they want to do some research to make sure they're not going to lose. Not miss out, but lose. And that is the mindset of a winning trader. So think about that for a few seconds. And we will be back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
Okay. Now, the next thing we're going to talk about is some more current events. And I'm gonna do this for, you know, moving forward, folks, because there's just a lot of stuff that I read in the paper, because I do get the newspaper. I don't read the news online because I really like going out on my balcony with my cup of tea in the morning and reading the newspaper. I think I've said previously, I do read my horoscope to see if I'm going to have a good day or not. And I'm just kidding, but I do read my horoscope. And There is an element of truth to that, but I look at it more from a faith-based perspective. And I do enjoy the comic strips. I really do. I sit out there with my cat Solomon, and I drink my tea, and that's how I get ready to start trading. That's how I get ready to start coaching my students. That's how I get ready to write a new book. That is a part of my meditative time. And when I'm done reading the paper, then I do my prayers and ask God to guide me throughout the course of the day. And what I'm finding now is in a lot of the news articles, you know, I'm doing some research just to see, as I said in the last segment, just to see how much of it is real or exaggerated or completely not true. It doesn't really matter what it is. I'm going to look it up to see how it applies to my life, if it even does. So I think because I get a lot of questions from my students or potential students, and they're saying, well, what do you think of this? And I read about this. And so I thought, you know, I should probably add some of these current events to the show. So that's where this is all coming from. And it won't be every week, but it'll just be when I see some important stuff that we should talk about. So in, what day was this? Today. Okay, so today there was an article, and it was talking about the, there's a techie guy, and I don't know who he is, but I know his product. His name's Palmer Luckey, Lucky. And he developed the Oculus VR headset. Now, the only reason I know that is because I've used it. I had a friend who was into gaming, and, you know, I put the headset on. It was amazing. I don't game, but it was really fun to try that. So this Mr. Luckey, he's probably worth about close to $4 billion, according to Forbes and Dun & Bradstreet, just for developing that headset. Well, he has a defense firm called Anduril, and they are attempting to revolutionize modern warfare. And I'm assuming with more techie stuff like, you know, this headset stuff. But now he and a partner are thinking about backing a crypto-friendly banking startup. And what they're thinking about doing is, it's basically for the Silicon Valley right now, but they're trying to create and promote stability for the Silicon Valley, which of course is focused, you know, primarily on helping tech entrepreneurs build their businesses. So what they're thinking about doing is, in addition to cash, this organization is going to handle deposits in a stable coin. And that's just a different class of digital currency with a value directly pegged to a stable asset like the US dollar or gold. Now, if you will recall, folks, we've been talking about crypto quite a bit lately, and I will continue to talk about it moving forward. But now, while this sounds good and positive, it's still in the initial stages, and they have not come up with any perspective that anybody can read yet. So, you know, we're not really sure what's going to happen. But if this would be developed according to them, meaning or Mr. Luckey and his partner, according to them, offering this stable coin deposit types, that would they could do that 24/7, even during bank holidays. And that would provide flexibility for these startup businesses in you know, in the tech industry. Now, I don't know if that is actually going to get passed, because that would have to be something regulated if they are going to have this stable coin be attached to the US dollar or gold. So that would have to get passed through the government. Now, I will say that stable coins can be seen as a less volatile investment option versus cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, because as we all know, you know, cryptos can experience major price swings at any time. So I think what they're looking at is, right now Congress is close to passing the Genius Act, which would establish a regulatory framework for these, quote, stable coins. Not crypto coins, but stable coins. So this is what I'm talking about, folks. This is where you have to be really careful about what you read. Now, I've read this article 4 or 5 times. And after 4 or 5 times, what it became clear to me is it's phrased. Now, I'm only giving you a couple sentences from this whole page, and the rest of it is typical crypto talk, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, and I say that because, you know, they're claiming that they're seeking to offer a bank account with these stable coins that would be kept in those accounts untouched. All right. Now, that may be the case. All right. But it's still a digital coin. So until the prospectus is made public, and until it's actually formulated, and until it gets approved by our U.S. government, then, you know, don't be jumping on any bandwagon here, guys. You know, this is it sounds like a good idea, because if they are truly going to get regulated through the Genius Act, then that would really make a great difference in the digital trading community. And that would be fabulous. I would just be really, really happy with that. So, but I just wanted to share that with you, that they're kind of talking about it. This Mr. Lucky and his partners are kind of talking about it. But again, if it ever gets up and running, you would still have to do your research to make sure it actually truly is attached to the US dollar and gold, and or gold. All right. So again, this is, don't take everything at face value. You still are going to have to do your research before you trade any digital currency. All right. I'm just, you know, you guys may think I'm crazy, because some of you said, my gosh, you know, you're really repetitive. But I'm not repetitive. I'm reminding you to be careful. I'm reminding you that this is your money that you worked hard for. This is your money that may be your retirement account. This may be, you know, your home equity that you're trading with. And you need to manage it. You need to think about what you're doing. As I keep saying, anybody can read a chart. Anybody can learn a methodology. Anybody can use a trading system. But very few traders, 97% of all traders, this is year in and year out, can't manage their own trading account. They don't read their statements. They don't keep track of, you know, how much they're up or down, because they don't want to know. That's not the mindset of a successful trader. A successful trader knows where he's at financially, all the way around, in all his accounts, you know, trading accounts, savings, checking, money market, whatever. He knows exactly where he's at. I'm not saying he may know it to the penny, although Mark Douglas knew it to the penny every single week. Every week. Used to drive me crazy. I'm like, okay, I kind of rounded to the dollar. Okay, I'm good with dollar amounts. He's nope. I mean, he was a little fussy that way, but hey, it worked for him and us. So my point being is, if you are not doing any research into any type of digital currency you want to trade, if you're not doing any research into any of this the tariff stuff or increased prices at the grocery stores, if you're not actually checking up on what is real or not, then you're just going to lose money just in your daily life. And that's going to transfer over, that's going to trickle down into your trading. Because now, you know, there's a part of you deep down inside that knows intrinsically that you're getting ripped off probably to some degree. And if you don't address that and say, okay, I know I'm getting ripped off, but I'm still going to buy those $13 eggs. Okay, that's fine then. Just make the decision to accept that you know you're getting ripped off, if that's what you believe, but you're still willing to pay for it. That's okay. All right? So it all comes down to what you are okay with spending, what you are okay losing in the market, what you are okay losing from your personal equity. And I say losing because, you know, things are expensive at times. It's not all the time, but some of the time. So it goes back to thinking for yourself. You have to determine what you are okay with in terms of paying for things and what you're okay with believing about any market you're going to trade. Are you comfortable trading that market? Do you actually know that market? Or are you just listening to someone else? It doesn't matter, but you, whatever it is, listen to someone else, believe it or not, just make a decision. And then you can have an objective perspective to take profit. Okay, we're back. And this is the last of the current events. All right, so yesterday there was an article in the paper. And some of you may know these current events already. And if you do, you know, I understand. But, you know, a lot of, you know, people that call me or email me don't. Or like I said earlier, they may just want my opinion because they're confused. So apparently Amazon and Walmart are considering a stable coin in terms of, you know, how consumers can pay for products, okay? And they're looking at doing this to, as they are stating, and I'm quoting them, to sidestep traditional banking infrastructure. Now, based on what I said in a previous segment, if stablecoin is truly attached to the U.S. dollar and gold, then that wouldn't necessarily make that possible to sidestep traditional banking infrastructure. Okay? So this is what I'm talking about, folks. This is, you know, you have to truly read these articles because one will say one thing, another one will kind of say the same thing, and then another one will really bring this up front, which this article does. If these stable coins are going to be regulated by the U.S. government, then that would make them an actual form of payment attached to the U.S. dollar and or gold. However, now I understand they're, in this article, they're making it ambiguous, Amazon and Walmart, saying, you know, they may, by using a stable coin payment processor, that could potentially sidestep traditional banking infrastructure. So they could say, well, what we mean is it's our form of payment, even though it's actual, you know, regulated by the government, but we're just taking the bank out of that without the bank fees. Yeah, okay. I don't think so. So You know, now this is still all internal with Amazon and Walmart, and they're not doing this together. I don't want you to, I'm not implying that at all. They are two separate entities. They're just, it's just in one article here. Okay. So, Expedia, the travel industry company, they have talked about it for some time, but you know, the hotels and the airlines are not real hip on this because nothing is regulated. So if the stable coins are regulated, they will allow for allegedly instant low-cost transfers, which makes that particularly appealing for merchants and for customers. But we don't know that yet, okay, because that hasn't happened yet. So the goal with Amazon and Walmart, according to this article, is they want to reduce the dependence on credit card networks like Visa, MasterCard, and the like, because that costs them billions in transaction and interchange fees. So what I'm saying here, folks, is that let's not jump on the bandwagon here thinking that stablecoins are going to be the be-all and end-all, because we don't know what kind of fees Amazon and or Walmart might charge the consumer to use a stablecoin form of payment. I mean, don't think they're going to do this for free for everybody. That's ridiculous. It would not happen. Okay? My guess is it'll probably be more like a PayPal type setup, you know, where if you pay it off in a couple months, you don't have any interest. Otherwise, it's, you know, 30% interest. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just saying there's no way that Amazon and or Walmart are going to provide some different form of payment and the consumer is going to get it for free. So just, this is what I'm saying, folks. You got to think about this stuff. You got to think before you jump in with both feet. Because if you start investing in these stable coins and it turns out that they're no different than crypto, then, you know, you're going to lose overall, unless you know how to manage your accounts. So that's kind of the current events for this week. And what I want to do now is I just want to reiterate the kind of programs that we have. You can reach me at politiweb.com. 760-636-4290 is the office number. If you are in a bad trade and you need help immediately, you can text me on my cell phone at 442-256-0548. Have your credit card ready because this will not be a free call. We can do the introductory call, which is a nominal fee. I have all types of programs. The most popular one right now is Stay on Track. It's a 30-minute program. No exercises are included. It's scheduled every week, every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, or every 4 weeks. And you can set up a package for 3, 6, 9, 12, however many you need. And what it does is you check in whatever frequency that you have chosen just to keep you on track. And this really helps. It's really one of our most popular programs. We are promoting the Life Coaching for Traders. This is a huge hit. It's really taken off, it's just amazing. It's awesome. And as I said previously, we were only offering this to private investment firms previously, but now it's open to any and all traders. And what we do is help you work within the dynamics of your relationships. Because as you all know, a lot of are fearful of you as a trader. And so we help you work within those limitations and understand how to work through them, and which ultimately, you know, helps you and your partner and your families. And we also have, you know, the contract for, you know, married couples or, you know, people with significant others. And we've been doing this for 25 years. And what we do is help you create a contract that allows you to trade, gives peace of mind to your partner, whether it's financial or whatever. We put together a budget, put together a timeline, and you both sign it. And it's an agreement where you guys respect each other and don't get in each other's way and allow each other to do your job. So that's kind of the newest ones. And I wish you all the best in the coming week. Stay cool. Stay happy. Stay in love. And give everyone you love a hug, furry or human. And we will talk to you next week.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.